Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next time somebody says, St. Louis... What's St. Louis got?
Well, St. Louis has got a lot, and Scott Jagow is always roaming, and we're going to try and figure out where he's been. And helping me, Debbie Monterey, with the guessing is Megan Lynch and Stuart McMillan. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me in.
We are ready.
Good morning.
This one's going to be tough. I'm going to try to help you out as much as I can.
Okay.
It's just because it's I'll explain later. Okay, here we go.
We had over 4.5 stars as our rating, and we had over 1,000 reviews. So with those numbers, we wanted to kind of keep that brand alive. And so we brought it up here, hoping that people would remember where we were located.
Okay, so the clue here is that it's a place that has a name that does not fit the location that it's in now. They kept the name.
Kept the name, but it's not exactly where it was before.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good clue. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Well, we have some unique items. We have Cajun bacon, which we do in-house here. We use some top-of-the-line Italian meats. Those meats come from the hill, Volpe. We also set the tone with, back in the back, we have no microwaves. So everything's pretty much home cook, home recipes, made from scratch type of thing.
So the Cajun bacon is another clue because...
It's a restaurant of sorts.
Well, yes, but
there
aren't many places that serve Cajun bacon. It is very unique.
And there aren't many places that don't have a microwave.
So everything's fresh. Like, their French fries are fantastic, and they're not frozen. They're fresh cut.
Okay.
Also, the hamburgers, same thing.
Mm.
They don't do anything frozen.
I'm hungry.
But the Cajun... Yeah, the Cajun bacon is very salty, but it's a unique item, and they also get all their meats from, as he said, the hill. So that's another clue. Play another clue here.
Yeah, we have private events and public events. The public events, we have Friday Music Fridays, so we have musicians come out every Friday, 3 hours a night. It's usually during the dinner hours from 7 to 10, and people get to dinner, get a drink. It's kind of a laid-back atmosphere.
So music on Friday nights, again, that's something specific to this place. It's just Friday night.
And they have a name that doesn't go where they are
right
now.
Mm-hmm.
No microwave.
He's fixated on the microwave. Gordon Ramsay would also approve.
I'm totally lost. I'm in the jungle right now. I'll get you in the right neighborhood
okay,
now.
Good.
And then with the brewery tour next door, we get a lot of people from out of town, people that are from different, you know, states, different countries. And so we get recommended, and we play on that recommendation. If we're recommended that we're a good spot, we make sure that you enjoy your time here.
So we may be in Soulard?
Next door, yes.
Okay, so we're in Soulard, and this is a place by the brewery.
Yes, and it has a name that doesn't fit where it is now, but it kept the same name.
Okay.
And serves Cajun bacon and has music on Friday nights.
I can see the place over there in my mind's eye. But
Is it in the old police department?
It's the one, it's next to that.
Oh, okay.
The police department is where Pieces is.
Yeah.
The board game place.
I thought maybe they changed names.
No, they've kept.
Changed places. I don't know. Any thoughts, no. Megan?
No.
It's not Hardee's. We know that.
No. Just, to just tell
and
you.
It's not Bogart's because that's one of my favorite
Bogart's
places
is in the
in
other
Soulard.
Side of Soulard.
Other side.
But it is Soulard. You're in the right spot.
Yeah.
Just, if you remember the name of it.
I don't.
So it's on 13th, but the name of it is the 9th Street Deli.
Okay.
9th Street.
It used to be on 9th Street. They kept the name because of the brand, as he said. They had all these reviews. It's kind of hidden. It's a little hidden back there, you know, because 13 runs parallel to 55. So it's kind of hidden back there. If you don't know,
well,
it's there.
No wonder I could never find it. It was the name, but didn't match the street.
But they
don't know where it is.
Their food is fantastic, and the music is good on Friday nights. And
salty bacon sells more beer.
Yeah, Cajun bacon. Exactly.
Give me that salty bacon.
John Bean is the owner. His work, his son works there. It's like a family business, and it's a really neat place. It's got a friendly atmosphere. It's kind of a sports bar too. They got a bunch of TVs, so watch sports there as well.
All right, the 9th Street Deli, but it's on what street?
13th.
Okay.
At Lynch. 13th and Lynch.
In All right.
I'm marking that down. My brain hurts right
you
now.
You need a map, ladies and gentlemen.
No microwave, though.
It's That's worth good. It yeah. for the bacon. All right, Scott Jago, when will we hear more?
Sunday morning at 8:20 and 9:20.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.